Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In the words of one of the greatest rock bands of all time, don't try suicide, nobody's worth it. Don't try suicide, nobody cares. Don't try suicide, you're just going to hate it. Don't try suicide, nobody gives a damn. Put that in your lyric finder and like it. It's a great song, by the way.
Suicide is painless.
And also, I'm thinking about it, Ozzy Osbourne. That was Queen, by the way, the song I was quoting. It's called Don't Try Suicide. Ozzy Osbourne also has a song called Suicide Solution. Let me see what else. Metallica's Fade to Black is, generally speaking, regarded as a suicide. In fact, there was a religious group called The Truth About Rock. That I was forced to attend one of their seminars as a child, where they literally blamed bands like Judas Priest and Kiss and Metallica for kids committing suicide. Like, they would not have committed suicide had they not been listening to that devil music, right? And so they would, you know, pick and choose lyrics from songs and that kind of a thing. It was a horrific, horrific, just even an opinion to have that. First of all, if your child is listening to heavy metal, that is generally regarded as a form of therapy, right? They're having emotions, they're attracted to a music that, you know, allows them to release their emotions, and that's why they're listening to it. So it's an indicator. The fact that they committed suicide, probably, most likely, and this is just an opinion, most likely, failure of parenting. Failure of parenting. So for you to be so oblivious about what your children are doing that you want to blame the music that they listen to for them committing suicide, to me, is one of the worst possible things that you could be. You out yourself as a horrible parent if that's what you believe.
I'm generally pro-suicide for people that want to.
Mm-hmm.
I've even, you know, told friends, like, dude, if you need help, I will help you.
Yeah.
And we'll try to keep it on down low so I don't get busted for it. But also, there's a biological human imperative for survival.
Yes.
Which makes suicide very difficult.
Yes.
For the vast majority of people.
And in fact, I have spoken with suicide, we'll call them survivors, people who have attempted but failed to kill themselves. And every one of them is like, I'm totally glad I didn't kill myself. Every one of them. Some of them are hurt, you know, in ways for the rest of their life, that kind of a thing. But I've spoken to three individuals, so that's not a large sample, but...
It's also hard to get feedback from the successful ones.
That's a good point. Excuse me, Mr. Dead Person, can you tell me how you feel right now?
Now that you've done it.
No?
Was it the right decision?
What's with the silent treatment? I don't understand. Anyway, we're going to continue talking about Mr. Is it Dr. Nitschke?
Philip Nitschke.
Philip Nitschke and his kill switch that he is designing. But first, let's go to Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, the music butchers, that headbanging stuff. Beware, beware. Headbanging may cause fractured necks and skulls.
It may cause a good time. I've been in so many mosh pits, man, that... I won't do it anymore because I'm way too old and fragile, and I'll probably get trampled.
I mean, I strained my neck headbanging once or twice.
I did, like, whenever I hit 40, it was myself and my singer, and we went to see a Slayer concert, and I was just like, all right, I'll see you in a little while. I'm going to get as close to the stage as I can because I wanted to get up close and see the solos and all that kind of stuff. And my singer's like, well, which way are you going? I'm like, I'm going that way. He's like, I'm going to try to do it on the other side of the stage. I'm like, okay, we'll meet back here for beers after the set's done. And so we both sort of get knocked around a little bit and got too close to the edge of the pit. And I got knocked into the pit. So when you get knocked into the pit, you have no choice but to just go ahead and mosh.
Okay.
Right? So I start moshing. I'm moshing. And then I see my singer getting past. He's doing the crowd surfing thing, getting past above me. And he sees me and he points at me. He's like, hey! as it goes by, and I just pointed him and laughed. Later on that night, we both laughed about it. The following day, we both called each other up. We're like, dude, I'm sore, man. Like, he's like, dude, I did the crowd surfing. I don't know what happened. Like, they just picked me up and threw me. Like,
imagine if he got dropped and bumped his head and forgot to hit the button on his kill switch. There goes your singer.
All right, we've usurped the major. Major, what's in your mind?
Well, you guys were talking earlier about your Saturday Night Live favorites, SNL, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Here, you remember what opening line when I gave you my call-in? Excuse me, sir, have I reached the party to whom I am speaking?
Yes.
That was Lily Tomlin from Laughing. She was the annoying nasal-talking operator.
Right, I remember.
And the second one was, I have an incoming transmission from the Big Giant Head.
Eggheads?
That's Third Rock from the Sun, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, and, I promise not to get dumped before I told you this one. Captain Kangaroo.
All right, I'm going to stop you right there. Hang on, Major. Before you tell about Captain Kangaroo, I just have to say that as a man who is known as the Reverend Captain Kickass, or people who see me, they're just like Captain. I think that's my commonly referred to name. Captain Kangaroo, it occurs to me, is probably the first captain that I can recall knowing of and about that, like, you know, as a name, not necessarily
being exposed to.
Yeah, as opposed to exposing myself to captains, right? That would be weird.
Other than, like, you know, the Mississippi pilot and whatnot from Samuel Clemens, you're probably corrupt, sir.
I'm probably corrupt.
You're probably corrupt, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, so what about Captain Kangaroo?
All right, so you remember back in the old days on the stage, they would have that on the air, off the air light?
Yep.
Okay, so it's a Friday show, and he's got this sidekick. His name is Mr. Green Jeans.
I remember.
And they've been entertaining all the little 5-7-year-olds for, you know, a half an hour or an hour or whatever the show was, but it was all week for them because they was fixing to get time off, right?
Sure.
The on-the-air light goes on and the off-the-air light goes off, and Captain Kangaroo looked at Mr. Green Jeans and he says, well, that ought to hold the little bastards for another week. It was overheard by every mother in America, and he never appeared again.
Oh, that was the end of Captain Kangaroo?
Wow.
The end of Captain Kangaroo.
Wow.
And I got another one.
So cancel culture is older than we thought.
Yeah.
There's another one for you. The Ghoul used to host Channel 50, WBKB TV, on late night movies, you know, horror show stuff.
Okay.
And he had a froggy gig he did. One time he blew up a live frog. He stuffed an M80 down his throat. And he ended up being the unknown comic, the dude with the bag on his head.
I do remember the unknown comic. Yeah. Was that why? Because he did that and he didn't want to be known anymore?
Well, he had no other choice.
Hey, Major, thanks for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. The unknown comic. I forgot about that guy. Yeah, wear the bag over his head and, you know, would go on stage, do funny things. And yeah,
not familiar. Good bit. Before my time.
You mentioned cancel culture.
Oh, I said cancel culture has been around longer than we thought.
So it seems. And it's actually, so Captain Kangaroo is maybe one of the oldest. I was reminded recently that George Carlin did a gig in Milwaukee, Wisconsin in the 70s, 72, 73, 74, somewhere in there. I don't remember the exact year, but a long time ago, somewhere close to 50 years ago, where he did his bit about the 7 words that you cannot use on television.
Yep.
And he got arrested. Mm-hmm. Somebody in the audience was like, oh, I can't believe he said those words on stage. He was at a gig called Summerfest, which is actually it's a musical festival that happens still to this day every year in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's billed as the largest musical festival, largest annual music festival on planet Earth. It's pretty huge. So anyway, this was in the early days of that. For sure, but he got arrested, got on TV about it, you know, there was all sorts of things about it, and he eventually wasn't charged. The judge was just like, you exercised your freedom of speech, I don't see what the problem is here. So, I was reminded
of that. And he didn't do it on TV.
Correct.
On radio.
603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll continue to talk about
the kill switch and Dr. Death.
More Free Talk Live is on the way. It's the live Sunday night edition.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
At home, drawing pictures of mountaintops. Sorry, a band I really don't like called Pearl Jam.
Okay.
We were, during the break, we were discussing. Sean Connery was here, and we were discussing grunge bands for some reason.
Or lack thereof.
Or, yeah. And Pearl Jam, to me, was, I mean, they were barely rock and roll. They were far more folk, in my opinion, than they were rock. I was telling Richie Rich that one of the reasons I dislike Pearl Jam is because of Weird Al Yankovic.
Oddly enough.
Yeah. Now, you're like, how does one affect the other? Is that like hitting your foot with a shovel for your mortgage? I don't understand. So Weird Al Yankovic did a tour where he did nothing but originals. And I saw him live in Seattle. And the night before, he had played Portland, Oregon. And so his set list from that night leaked. And I was like, oh, he's going to play Nature Trail to Hell in 3D. This is my favorite Weird Al original song. It's called Nature Trail to Hell in 3D. It's a great song. I love it. And so I go and I see the show in Seattle. And when it's time, like they're going song by song, the exact same set list from the night before. And when it's time for Nature Trail to Hell in 3D, they go, and now we're going to play a song for all you Seattle people. This is My Baby's in Love with Eddie Vedder. And they played a song based on Pearl Jam instead of my favorite Weird Al song.
What a disappointment.
Because they were in Seattle.
Screw you, Weird Al.
So, no, but screw you, Pearl Jam, for being so popular.
For inspiring the song.
Inspiring the song that got you, because he felt it was a better idea to play that song because he was in Seattle, where Eddie Vedder is from, and it was the grunge scene, and blah, blah, blah.
I remember there was one time Weird Al was promoting his new album or something, and he was doing a show on MTV, and it was some parody of some Eminem song, I think. And Eminem wouldn't, like, approve of the licensing to do the music video.
Right.
So the whole thing of Weird Al playing his new song was just him holding up a boombox in front of the TV. It was great. We're going to listen to it anyway.
And weirdly, listening to the Dr. Demento show growing up, that's how a lot of parody artists used to create their songs. They would simply get two boomboxes and a room, you know, bathroom, living room, whatever, didn't matter. They would put a boombox on one side of the room with the recording of the actual song they were trying to make fun of. And they'd put a boombox on the other side of the room with a blank cassette tape in it.
Okay.
And they would hit play and record on, you know, play on the one with the, you know, label recording, and then record on the blank tape. And they would literally just sing over the existing song in between the two boomboxes and mail that into the Dr. Demento show, and he would play that.
Interesting.
As long as he could make out what they were saying and there wasn't like a bunch of noise in the background or anything like that, which was relatively easy to do. And so that's how many parody artists way, way back in the early 80s sort of got started. Okay. Before we go on, I have to tell you that Free Talk Live's video archives have been over on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, which is a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off. It's got over a million channels now, many of which are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line about COVID, our YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any time. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so now we're streaming live every night. That's right, the show you're listening to is streaming live every night, posting our video archives permanently to our Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime, just visit video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app over at lbry.com, and every video archive you watch, you'll keep and seed forever online just by watching it and having that desktop app. Again, visit video.freetalklive.com. Follow us on Odyssey today. That's video.freetalklive.com.
What a waste to have both these cameras on me for the video feed.
I mean, you don't know.
Okay.
Do you? Like, you may not be attracted to yourself, and I'm certainly not attracted to you, but that doesn't mean there aren't some weirdo listeners out there who are like, dude, it's the Richie Rich Show.
Oh, my. My ego couldn't take
it. My favorite. He's back, finally.
We're back.
He always says, and we're back. And you're like, now he is back. I don't know. The cameras could be, you know, I guess, positioned differently. That's my failure as the first chair host.
Well, it's also the absence of the third chair.
I did contemplate printing out a photo of the absent third chair person and taping it to the back of the chair, so whenever the camera rotated over there, you would, you know, be reminded that that person isn't here. But then I'm like, it's just too much work. I'm going to turn the camera at Richie. So, anyway. That's usually what Ian does when he's here, and there's only one other host. You turn the camera at the second guy, and, you know, life
is protocol at this point.
The show goes on. So we've been we were talking about Weird Al. Did you have something else to say about that?
No, not really. Just anecdotally, I had a friend who would freestyle over what we were playing on the radio in the car, and it was the most annoying thing. I was like, dude, we like the song. Sing the lyrics to the song, and he would just be off on his own, rapping his own lyrics, and it was stupid.
All right, so we've been talking about Dr. Death.
Dr. Death, Philip Nitschke.
And his design that he's apparently working on for something they're calling a kill switch. This is something that you implant in your body, and you must acknowledge once a day, or you die.
Right. So now that we're getting back to it, I'm going to read this. I'm going to reread this paragraph just so you get the scope of what we're talking about here.
And in case you're just tuning in.
Yeah, that too. Where you been? So what we're working on here is some sort of implant which you have to switch off every day. And here's the justification. When you've forgotten why you're switching something off that's beeping at you, then you will die. You will die.
I just flaked, man. I don't know what happened.
Right. That puts the responsibility right back onto the person and allows them to get what they want, which is that they do not want to live as some sort of vegetable with no one prepared to end their lives.
So I guess the idea here is that you only get this implant, they're assuming, in this article at least, that you only get this implant if you've considered the options. You're at a certain age, for example, or you've been diagnosed with something, you know, terminal, and, you know, you decide that this is a good idea for you.
Right.
They're not thinking, of course, about how this could be, like, just implanted by default into everybody because the government wants it.
Because if they can, then they are. More importantly, though, you have to be of sound mind and body, right, when you get the implant in. So you're not knocking on death's door yet. You might be close, right? You might get some terminal diagnosis or whatever, but you're still of sound mind and body enough to consent to getting the implant done.
Well, now think about the soldier application, right? Because, you know, once something like this is considered, the military is going to be all over and be like, how can we weaponize this?
If you retreat from the battlefield, we are not pushing your
button. I mean, war is horrific as it is. And the most heinous things human beings have ever done to each other occur during war. But imagine like a whole battalion of people ordered to go and do a thing, and when they do it, then somebody else flips a switch for all of them and kills them all so that there's no evidence.
CIA of what applications.
603-283-6160. Would you consider getting this implant? If so, why? Let us know. Is Dr. Death on your side?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu warns a recession is coming. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Republican calling out the Fed Reserve for ignoring the problem and not preparing Americans for the inevitable. Sununu also saying Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has to go.
First, I would fire the Treasury Secretary. I think she's completely misled America because she didn't want to kind of own the bad news, but that's part of public service. You got to own the good with the bad. You got to ease folks into it and present a glide path. But the more this administration keeps telling people that a recession isn't inevitable, of course it is.
The wildfire in Yosemite National Park has grown to nearly 1,600 acres. The wildfire is 0% contained and has grown more to the south. Over 500 giant sequoia trees are threatened by the wildfire. USA Radio News. Military leaders in Ukraine say at least 15 people are dead and dozens still missing after a Russian missile attack in the eastern part of the country. Ukraine's state emergency service saying at least 24 people are feared to be buried in the rubble of a five-story apartment building. Ukrainian television showing images of rescue crews searching for possible survivors. The Kremlin had no immediate reaction to the report. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the nation's airports will soon benefit from last year's massive bipartisan infrastructure bill.
We're in the middle of rolling out up to $1 billion in airport improvements, and these are going out to airports across the country.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, he said about 85 facilities are scheduled to be improved in order to better serve travelers. This comes after the airline industry saw large waves of cancellations and delays over the 4th of July holiday weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
And we're back. That's right, it is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here, if you wish to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
And Rich.
And before we go on, I just have to say thank you to JCOM3030. That's JCOM3030. JCOM 3030 is a diamond-level amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com, which means he gives way more than most people do to the show. He must really super enjoy it. And we thank you, JCOM 3030, for your contribution. What is an amplifier, you might ask? Well, if you go visit amps.freetalklive.com, you'll find all about the amplifier program. Basically, if you enjoy the content of this radio program, the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, the antics, the stories, the perspective that we come at things from about freedom, prosperity, and peaceful interactions, voluntary interactions, if you enjoy all of that and you want to help spread that message, consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. The money you contribute goes to getting this program onto more radio stations and otherwise help us reach more ears, more listeners, and spread the message of liberty and freedom. So thank you again, JCOM3030, for your generous contribution. We appreciate you.
We should have a Ladies of Free Talk Live calendar as an amp perk.
It's a great idea, Richie Rich. Why don't you make that happen?
Because it's a little creepy.
Well, you're a little creepy.
I know.
Well, it sounds right up your alley.
All right. We'll get that done.
If you need help, let me know. That's not creepy at all, is it? Let's just wrap up this bit about the Dr. Death, because there's just a bit more to cover.
So you hit the switch or you die. That puts the responsibility back onto the person and allows them to get what they want, which is that they don't want to live as some form of vegetable with no one prepared to end their life. However, this means that the device will face significant legal barriers with safety concerns, you think? The doctor admitted this. I don't think there's anyone you're likely to get much sanction from anyone if you say, I'm going to go around implanting poison into someone. But the biggest one right now are the technical barriers. We don't know how to do it. What is the poison? What is the thing that's going to stop you living that can be so implantable? How are you going to have it released? He added that the device would beep for a day or two before it kills the user to prevent unwanted death from simply being a forgetful person. Well, phew.
I don't know, man. I just flaked.
If the device successfully passes the fear of being abused and implanted without consent, it will be an important development for doctors who are conflicted or involved in legal issues with voluntary euthanasia. That's it.
I mean, again, I can see the practical applications here. And I can see it from a voluntary perspective, right? But I can also see the potential for abuse.
Yeah.
The potential for somebody to, on purpose, be implanted with one of these. And then, you know, you would be coerced to do almost anything at that point, knowing that somebody else had your life in their hands.
College hazing prank. Just tie him up for 2 days and, like, threaten to not push the button. Yeah.
Some sort of club initiation.
Right.
You know what I mean? No matter your college or whatever it is, right? You know, like,
you got to survive 47 hours of beeping, and then maybe we come around and...
And then, of course, military applications. You know, they're going to weaponize it any way they can. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Bob calling from New Hampshire. Bob.
Hi, how are you?
What's on your mind tonight, Bob? You're live on the air.
Hi. I'm new to New Hampshire, and I was just wondering what there is to do around there.
Well, my favorite thing to do is, well, this radio program, actually, but that's probably not relevant to you.
I mean, depends on what you're interested in, right? There's plenty of hikes that people go on, apple orchards to go picking fruit.
Yeah, like outdoorsy stuff seems
like to
be pretty big.
The ocean.
There is a beach.
Yeah, there is. There is some ocean ashore on the the eastern side of New Hampshire.
I've actually seen people in their wetsuits and surfboards while there's like snow in the water. So,
yep.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a great day, Bob. Thanks for calling.
Good job, Bob.
Good job, Bob.
Bob?
Bob.
Bob?
It seemed like he was yelling at us. I'm not sure what that was about.
If anyone needs an implantable kill switch.
It's not Bob?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Trying not to get into too much trouble.
I'm just trying to think of, like, the outdoorsy stuff is big, right? If you like anything outdoors, hunting, fishing, hiking, bird watching, if you like any sort of arborist, you know, stuff, you like planting trees or...
I mean, you guys just spent 2 weeks camping, right?
That's true.
It was campground.
Although, I want to be clear, for me, that's not really camping.
You're glamping?
I wasn't even glamping. I stayed in hotel rooms the entire time. But even if I weren't and I stayed in, like, one of the campsites on site... it's hard for me to call that camping because they have showers available. Not only were there showers available from the campground themselves, but somebody, some entrepreneurial person, rented a site and put up porcupine showers.
Nice.
And so you could just go and like pay a fee and take a hot shower. It was pretty neat the way they had it set up. It was kind of near the Free Talk Live site, so I could kind of see it in operation. Not that I could see anybody showering or anything like that. There was one time when, like, one of the tarps sort of blew, and I saw, like, a butt. You know what I mean?
Did
like,
you post up on the hill with the binoculars to get a good view?
But I certainly did not rail about it in the Porkfest chat that I saw a naked butt at Porkfest. You know, anyway.
Because apparently that's a big deal. All the nudity.
If you didn't know that the freedom
means
freedom.
It's not how you
get
to liberty. Nudity is not how you get to liberty, people. So I've heard.
At any rate... I had a point and I forgot because...
Not camping. Not camping.
Yeah, to me what I did was parking and drinking.
Okay.
Like that's what I parked my car and then I got out a cooler and a table full of booze and we drank.
Got my lawn chair, just sat there for 14 days.
Now, to some people, that's what they do every year and they call it camping. Like, yep, going camping and they'll find some place, they rent a place to park. Maybe they pitch a tent to pass out in or whatever, right? Maybe they grill up some goodies on the grill, but to me, that's not really camping. That's parking and drinking at a different location.
Okay.
Whereas camping, to me, would be like, you got your backpack, probably the metal frame or the aluminum frame, lightweight frame, and you got to hike in a couple of miles at least into a place where cars aren't allowed, and you got to, you know, sort of create your own campsite, make sure you put your food up in a tree to keep away from bears overnight and stuff like that. You know, you build your own fire with, like, I don't know, flint and steel, or you make one of the, you know, the bow and the wood thing, you know, to, like, start your own fire, et cetera, and so on. To me, that's camping. Living off the land would be camping. More of a survival practice than, like, parking my car and drinking, right?
So, Lord, Reverend, Captain, gatekeeping? you don't even know what camping is, boy.
I'm certainly not Lord of the Flies.
Back in my day, we had to get the metal frames.
No conch here.
Okay.
Somehow Lord of the Flies came up, and I don't remember why I'm even bringing that up.
Because they got forced into camping?
Yeah, I guess
against
so.
Against their will?
Yeah, yeah.
We must build a survival shelter.
No, like, I've taken outdoor survival courses. I'm pretty confident in my skills. I'm pretty sure if, you know, I was in a plane crash in, like, you know, the mountains of wherever, you know, and it was winter or whatever, I'm pretty confident that I could survive as long as I didn't suffer any, like, major medical thing, right? You know, broken leg, you know, something that prevents me from walking. You know, I'm pretty confident that I could survive at least, you know, the average number of days that people survive these things before they're found by, like, a search and rescue kind of thing, which is usually about 3 days. So I'm pretty confident. You can't go for more than a few days without water. So, you know, finding a water source is the first thing that you got to do. Once you do that, you can get by for a pretty long time.
I mean, there was a recent article within the last couple of weeks of a toddler who survived a wreck in, like, the Amazon rainforest before they were found, like, 4 days later.
Ah,
so
the chosen one.
If you can't out-survive a four-year-old, I don't know what to tell you.
603-283-6160 if you want to join us. Coming up, will we do a speed round?
Who knows?
More Free Talk Live is on the way.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works.
Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
And we're back. It's the final segment of tonight's episode of Free Talk Live. Remember, we're here 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Some of you may be listening to this program outside of those hours, and if you are, that's because the radio station you're listening to us on has decided to play the show not during its live hours. But if you want to call, you must call between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time. Earlier is better. Usually the lines aren't as jammed up, so 7 p.m., 10 p.m. 7 nights a week, freetalklive.com. Should we do a speed round?
Speed round!
Okay, so
speed round.
Let's do a little different speed round. I'm going to read a headline. We're going to make some assumptions without reading the articles. You give an opinion, I give an opinion, we move on.
Okay.
All right, so from reason.com. Border Patrol launched a surveillance blimp over Nogales, Arizona. Town officials didn't know. Residents of Nogales are now under the gaze of a round-the-clock surveillance craft.
Unsurprising, Border Patrol in southern states, right? I'm against it, obviously.
If living here in New Hampshire, if you went outside your house one day and you saw a blimp in the sky pretty darn close to you, would you be concerned about your security?
Well, I mean, okay, so it depends, because if I just saw a blimp, you know, for me, that's like the Goodyear blimp around sports games, right? But if I saw, you know, if it was a surveillance blimp, yes, I'd be, you know, one of those people who were okay chucking rocks and stuff at it, trying to knock it down.
You got the least rocket up.
Shoot the blimp.
I did read this article. It was in my show prep, so I know a little bit more, and that is to say, I didn't know, but this is now the 17th surveillance blimp that they have deployed along the Mexican border that can very easily surveil anybody who are in these border towns where they deploy these things.
Right. So when it comes to the border control, I'm obviously against it. But there was the other article that came out several months ago about the border patrol on horseback, like whipping the migrants. You remember seeing this?
I do. Yeah.
And that was fake news, right? Like they weren't actually whipping the migrants.
Okay.
So I have to take issue with the news reporting because they were playing it off as if it were something that it was not.
I got you. Yeah.
And so there's so many other things that the Border Patrol is doing wrong that we can, you know, be mad at them for, that we need not resort to fake news.
Hey, something the border folks used to be in charge of was the kids in cages.
Yeah.
But they're not in charge of that anymore because they were all moved to military facilities, and they're still there, by the way.
Getting their kill switch implants.
Near as I can tell, and nobody, you know, folks can't get into these military installations to do follow-ups. The only reason we know that it was still going on is because we covered a story here on Free Talk Live where one of the kids did finally, he, like, jumped a fence and, like, got out in the middle of the night or whatever, and, you know.
Can we get AOC to go cry in front of one of the fences at the military facilities?
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Anyway, speed round continues. Also from Reason. New Japanese law makes online insults a jailable offense. Dedication to free speech is in short supply around the world, with Britain and Canada previously considering similar bills. I also read this article, and I can tell you that the jailable offense part is a year in prison. Also, there's a fine component. It's around $3,000 USD.
Okay. I mean, obviously, again, against it, but we already, you know, take it for what you will, but Chris Cantwell is sitting in prison for saying similar things that, you know, and sitting in jail for more time.
And how many times have we covered a story here on Free Talk Live where somebody got arrested for posting something on their Facebook or their Twitter?
Right. So unsurprising, but if you're already getting jailed for more than that for saying stuff online in America, you know, 1 year in Japan, whatever.
Yeah, if you read a headline like this and you think it can't happen here.
It's already happening here.
It's already happening. Moving right along. Las Vegas, you brought this one. Las Vegas hotels to offer first ever VR porn delivery robots as part of room service. Help is at hand. Is that a joke? Help is at hand for lonely hotel guests as Las Vegas resorts, thanks to a VR porn delivery robot, it brings a sanitized headset with the latest immersive adult movies direct to your room.
I mean, when HDTV isn't good enough. I mean, I'm for it, right? This is the capitalism and pornography always moves technology forward.
This is true.
So,
technology or porn did save the internet, because the internet was at sort of a crossroads, and all of a sudden, you know, porn was the practical application. They were free of the regulations and all that kind of stuff, and they were like, hey, we can make this happen.
Porn ends up being the practical application for a lot of emerging technologies.
Yeah.
And then it finds, you know, practical application elsewhere.
And that's an extension of the entertainment industry with respect to technology, because prior to the digital revolution, whenever a new technology, including the digital revolution, whenever a new technology would come out, it would be used by the entertainment industry first. Because whenever something new comes out, it's really expensive.
Yeah.
And only those people with a bunch of money can afford to use it. And so it went to things like film and TV, because they could afford to use these things for special effects and audio and all that fun stuff.
And 3D TV kind of, you know, phased out, in and out. Like, no one really watches that as often as before.
Same with the laser disc.
Well, yeah.
The big DVDs, size of an album.
I had Showgirls on Laserdisc. Speaking of, like, almost porn.
Yeah, indeed. Wait, was that Demi Moore?
Elizabeth Berkley.
Oh, that's right.
Saved by the Bell chick.
All right, all right.
Demi Moore was Striptease.
Striptease, yes, thank you. That's what I was thinking of. So, Las Vegas hotels. First of all, if I want to watch VR porn, I'm going to own my own equipment.
But you're traveling to Vegas on a trip? You're going to pack your VR porn headset with you in your luggage?
If I'm traveling to Vegas for a trip, no, I'm not going to pack my VR porn set in my luggage.
You can just go with the bank, the memory bank?
No. Or in Las Vegas, you can just take an Uber like a few minutes away to one of these ranches and have the real thing.
Okay.
You know, for a price, of course.
For a price.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why? Porn is a pacifier.
Okay.
In my opinion. Right? For the real thing.
I'm not going to leave my hotel room and drive all that way if I can get the similar experience on my eyeballs.
You go and you have some drinks, and then you get an Uber.
All right.
You don't have to, So, anyway, what I'm saying really is about the equipment. They say it's sanitized, but how do you know? How do you know?
Okay. Well, okay.
How do you know some other schmuck, didn't, and I don't want to touch that. Come on.
How much of it's actually going to get on the visor, though?
These things can get sloppy from time to time. That's all I'm saying. All right, moving right along. What do we got? Friends at first sniff. People drawn to others who smell like them.
And that's why I wear Axe Anarchy body spray.
Let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you a question.
About your Axe body spray. Is it really called Anarchy?
Yeah. I happened by it one day in, like, you know, the old Walmart as I was perusing this thing, and I couldn't not buy it at that point, right? Like, what else is the anarchist supposed to smell like?
Okay, sure.
Well, I don't know where do you shop for deodorant?
Online.
Okay.
Yeah, and I buy it by, like, the case. So,
okay.
Like, I buy once every couple of years.
Okay.
I just buy the same flavor, if you will. And,
well, you know, you want to attract more anarchists, start smelling like anarchy.
But, like, is that real? Is that how it works?
It's
like,
a study.
Okay, but, okay, like, just because there's a study doesn't mean that's, like, how it actually works.
Hey, here we trust the science.
Is this Fauci endorsed?
I have no idea.
He is the science, by the way.
I am
the science, said he. I don't understand. Like, I know that there is something to be said about, like, pheromones and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right? And I know...
Oh, man. I'm going to share a term with you, and then we're not going to discuss it until we go off the air. Vabbing.
Okay, yes. I know that this occurs frequently. You know, man and woman get together, maybe they're dating, maybe they're married, whatever. You know, man goes away on like a business trip or off to see his family for whatever, you know, that kind of thing. And so he's gone. And so, the lady will go into the dirty clothes hamper and put on the dirty shirt because it smells like him.
Yeah. Right. It's very soothing.
So, yeah, right. And they just feel like, oh, he's here and, you know, that kind of thing. So this happens. It's, you know, I can see that there's something to this. I just don't know that it is as the headline says.
I still remember the name of the perfume of the girl I had a crush on.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Just because.
Okay.
I haven't smelled it in a while, but man, if someone else were to wear it, that would be very triggering.
Final speed round headline. Inflation and a probable recession are eroding America's freedom.
Duh.
Yeah, I mean, like, yes, of course it is. Inflation, I wouldn't even say probable.
Thank you, politicians.
I think inevitable recession are eroding America's freedom. We're out of time. Thank you, Richie Rich. Thank you to our callers tonight. Thank you to the Internet and to all of our listeners, of course. If you missed any part of our program, get the archives over at freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.